Today's gospel, the story, it's a beautiful one of how the three kings' journey. We don't often realize this, but they traveled some 1,000 miles, the three kings did, to arrive at Bethlehem. And you know the story of the miraculous star that appeared at the time of the birth of the Messiah. And they followed this star until it came over the city where Herod was. It vanished, and the kings were left without any guiding star. They went in, they talked to the king, "Have you seen the star that announces the great king, the King of Kings?" And Herod becomes all disturbed. And that's when the Holy Innocents, the attack on the Holy Innocents that we just celebrated their feast not long ago, that's what started it all. But then the three kings were warned, and they went on their way, and the star reappeared again, and there they found themselves, as it says, offering gold, frankincense, and myrrh at the feet of God himself. And as we did in the gospel, they knelt down in adoration, laid their crowns at our Lord's feet. So it's a beautiful scene, but it all ties in with our story too, doesn't it? That here they are, the first Christmas that we just some 12 days ago, our Lord appears to the Jews, the shepherds. Today he appears not to the Jewish people, but to the Gentiles. And it's a beautiful thing. And so tonight we celebrate our own coming to the Christ child. Think of it. How hard was the journey of the three wise men to get to Bethlehem? It was fraught with difficulties. The 1,000 miles on foot. Then they lose the star and become confused and perhaps a little bit worried. They don't know where to go. They're in some far distant land, sort of like being out in the desert where there's no lights and your GPS dies all of a sudden. It's almost the exact same thing. But they lose the star. Then they see King Herod and find out the mischief that he's up to. But they continue on. No matter what happens, they just keep going forward. And until they find themselves, as I said, in Bethlehem, worshiping the divine infant. And that's how it is with us. You see how God leads us by a star. That star, remember, symbolizes actual grace. The grace that illumines the intellect so that you know what to do. The grace that inflames your will so that once it is known what you have to do, then you have the strength to do it. That is actual grace. And these actual graces that were given step by step, it could have been the family to which we were born. It could have been the place where we were born. All the people that came into our lives or that went out of our lives eventually, all of these things are so providentially arranged by God to lead you right here to this pew where you are tonight with the true faith and the true sacraments. And along the way, there's been many difficulties. You've had to do your research and find out which is the true church, and you've had to fight against your families. God knows there's been many struggles in our families once you accepted the true faith. But then now we find ourselves still on the journey, though. We found the faith, but we haven't persevered yet unto the end. We must persevere in the faith. No matter what sorts of trials come, whatever they are, whether it's family that disagrees with you or the struggle overcoming your own faults, what have you, or just the duties of your state in life. Goodness knows how difficult those are to fulfill faithfully too. But we must persevere unto the end, because at the end of this long journey is a Christ child. He's waiting there for us in heaven, where we'll have the beatific vision. We should stay faithful to these three kings tonight and stay with the thought of their long and very difficult journey. Stay with that. All through the Epiphany season, stay with it and continually ask them for help in imitating their perseverance, their fortitude, their absolute perseverance through all of the sufferings that they had to endure. Because we need it too. We need that final perseverance and the fortitude to reach the end of our journey, which will be the beatific vision. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.